Take some rough and raw vocals, akin to Tom Waits, mix it up with a heavy dose of Dylan, melodies that both send you back to a bygone era and push you forward with a rock and roll-based urgency, and you get Kingsley Flood.
Out of the blue, they were singing the song. I don't know why you were singing alone. 'Cause everyone knows, darling, everyone knows. Everyone knows you're a little too old for that.
That's A Little Too Old from Kingsley Flood's debut album. It's called Dust Windows. The band is based in Boston, but we're lucky enough to have them in our studio here in Washington, D.C. So we'll start off with some introductions. First, we've got Chris Barrett on trumpet and percussion. Nice. George Hall on electric guitar. Nassim Curry is on acoustic guitar and lead vocals. And Janae Morgan on violin and vocals. Nick Balkin on bass and vocals. And Mr. Will Davies on drums. Hey, thanks you guys for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yes.
You guys have only been together a couple of years, and this is your first album. And it's pretty gutsy to say to yourselves, yeah, let's do this. We've got something to say, and it's different than what everybody else is saying and doing out there. Especially Nassim, you had a different career planned out altogether.
Right. I started off, after grad school thinking I'd have something in international relations type of thing. And somewhere along the way, I just got a little nervous at the idea of sitting in an office for a long time. And I realized I really wanted a more sort of direct connection with humans, and found that a rock band was the best way to do that. I had all these songs festering for a long time, and just the most raw way to get in front of someone and to have that connection is to actually play 2 feet away from them.
A lot of people say that your music is quote-unquote Americana music. I mean, that connotes certain images. I'm thinking kind of West Virginia. I'm thinking Smoky Mountains. I'm thinking a lot of acoustic. Is that accurate? What comes to mind when you hear that word?
Can George answer that one?
Yes.
He's good at that one.
Sure.
I always have mixed feelings about the word Americana just because of all the things you said, which are great. But then there's also like a long heritage of black music, which also incorporates, you know, string bands in the 20s and all that. And Americana, to me, it's kind of hard to define, but it's something that has some depth to it, that has some roots, that goes back a little ways, and that, you know, really synthesized itself in America.
Mm-hmm. We're not a huge fan of labels in general, but it's not a bad one to have. We just want to keep pushing it around.
Okay, let's hear you push it around a little bit. Let's listen to a song off of the album, Dust Windows, and the first song you're going to play for us is called Cul-de-Sac.
Yeah, I got my thumb on
shake your head from across the tracks with some money in your wallet and a bone in your back. You say, I got ideals. I said, I've got pride. But words are words from across divides. And I hope you'll see you're just.
Now, I hope you don't take this as an insult, but there's a little Irish drinking song in that. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Trying to escape.
We got a lot of influences on this album. There's some New Orleans. There's definitely some Nashville. And there's a lot of stuff going on.
Tell me a little bit, Nassim, about how your family roots and your heritage kind of inform your songwriting. You've got strong connection to the Middle East. Your parents were raised there, and your dad spent an awful lot of time there as a doctor.
Sure. You know, my parents are both originally Palestinian and, you know, grew up mostly in Lebanon. I would say, you know, in that conflict, in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, the Arab-Israeli conflict in general, the great tragedy of it is that you'll get bogged down in the politics and the violence, that you lose the fact that there are actually lots of humans out there going through the same exact things that people here are going through. So, you know, these songs aren't necessarily about that conflict. They can apply as much to Little Rock and Trenton and Boston as they do to Ramallah and Gaza. So,
if I can ask you a personal question, I know you lost your dad recently after a battle with cancer.
Right. You know, he was a great. We're both huge Springsteen fans, and so that's one thing we bonded over. So, we had this one experience where we went to see when Springsteen was doing those Seeger Sessions tour, where it's all these sort of traditional songs that he, you know, redid. And my dad, I remember, was dancing and singing along to that song, Jacob's Ladder. And there's sort of two conclusions. One, that we had this thing that we bonded over, and I realized, like, how much I love this music. And we didn't know at the time that he was sick, but I actually remember that sort of feeling of mortality. You know, he's not going to be around that long. This is quite a moment. And two was that he was just a really bad dancer, and it was awkward. I kind of stood 3 feet away from him. But from there, you know, when he did pass away, it was that sort of urgency. It was that I got impatient. I wanted more contact. I wanted more human connection. I wanted these songs to come to life. I wanted to sort of follow a passion.
All right, let's listen to Kingsley Flood. Playing a song off their new album. It's called Roll of the Dice.
I've known a poor boy for 16 years, and I've stored up and swallowed 16 tears. When I shake his hand, my eyes never stray, and I check out in the mirror and I'm on my merry way. All right. On the street you see in tours, and he was born somewhere else where I'm not really sure. But I always trim the curtains, man, I always trim the fat, and I always carry quarters for upside down hats. And hey, I've been right and I've been good. I've sung songs where Jesus has stood. You wonder why some waves won't die. I'll bet my boots it's the roll of the dice. My father's got
about six houses down from Eggertown to Rome. And my mother's storing statues that she never thought she'd own. And my brother bets on thoroughbreds to win and not to show. And I'm having trouble sleeping, and I wonder if they know. All right. But I know it ain't so pretty, man, it ain't so safe and clean. And I do believe I've seen a bleed in Time magazine. And all the doctor's daughters and all the banker's boys, I wonder if they've ever packaged up any joy. But hey, I've been right and I've been good. I've sung songs where Jesus has stood. You wonder why some ways won't die. I bet my boots, it's a roll of the dice. Introspection upon scrutinizing seeds and reckoning that fine line between hobby and need. I wonder when time passes if I'll ever feel that shame. And I wonder if I will recall that poor boy's name. I wonder if I will recall that poor boy's name. I wonder if I will recall that poor boy's name. I wonder if I will recall that poor boy's name. I wonder if I will recall that poor boy's name. I've been good. I've sung songs where Jesus has stood. You wonder why some ways won't die. I'll bet my boots it's a roll of the dice. I'll bet my boots it's a roll of the dice. I'll bet my boots it's a roll of the dice.
So that was Roll of the Dice by Kingsley Flood. And you can hear in there, there's a lot of violin action. Janae, how are you? Are there times when you're playing and things kind of spontaneous sounds happen that you didn't even know were going to be appropriate and end up really working well?
Yeah, I learned how to play folk music, old-time country music, barn dances. I did a lot of that in my early 20s.
Barn dances, barn really?
Oh, yeah. Yep, square dances. Do-si-do.
Like square
promenade.
Dancing?
Yes, cool. Yep, all the way. And I really wanted to bring that into the music. I've only been playing with the band since February. And so we had to go in and figure out fiddle parts for almost every song. So that was really fun to learn what sounds my violin made that I didn't realize it could make.
Okay, Kingsley Flood, thanks very much for coming in. The new album again is called Dust Windows. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you can hear cuts from Kingsley Flood's studio performance at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.